expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
We are. This is Our Urban Story, Barbara from Harlem, welcoming you to an hour of excitement, information, and a direction to go from this point on. Please say hello to our listeners, Miss Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It is Saturday, October 13th, 2018. We hope that you've had a wonderful and blessed week.
Yes. Yes. And let me start off by giving the call-in number, 973-925-4559. This way, your voice, your opinion, your thoughts can be heard to our other listeners. So don't be bashful. Don't be shamed. Don't be shy. Just give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. We have some very interesting things to talk to you about today. And thank God we're over that debacle called the confirmation of our Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh. That was a wreck. And that, I mean, to me, it was.
It was a disaster.
I mean, here it is. You have people out there who are looking for something to riot about because most of them are paid rioters, thugs, right. et cetera. Mm-hmm. And some of them have that hate Trump syndrome or whatever. And being that President Trump nominated him, they would be angry anyway. I don't care if President Trump nominated Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know.
They find something.
They would find something wrong.
Absolutely.
Here it is. You have 56, 60-some-odd women saying that I've been around him all of my life, and he's always been a gentleman. And then one woman comes out from someplace and says, oh, in some year, I think maybe I was 15, I'm not sure, but some year, some place, some house, oh, he tried to sexually assault me. Now, from what I understand on social media before it was taken down, she was boasting about being a little promiscuous, sleeping with 60-some-odd people.
That's
or whatever.
A crazy number.
I mean, I'm older than she is, and she has me beat by many, 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 many men.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And then all of a sudden, someplace, somehow, I was assaulted by this rather quiet boy who liked to drink a little beer. She came out of the woodwork, and Dianne Feinstein was all riding, charging in on her big broken down horse. And boy, it didn't work. Because even though the vote was 48 to 50, he was still confirmed. And I'm so proud of him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of his wife. I'm proud of his daughters. And I'm proud of our president for nominating someone who didn't say, this is becoming too hot, too heavy. Let me get out of this. No. He withstood all of the abuse, all of the false accusations, because I said from the beginning, before she got up there and cried, before all of these, all of the theatrics and all of that, that she was a paid liar. And I think things are evolving now and coming forward that proving that I have a new name for myself, Ma Bob was right. What do you have to say, Miss Diamond?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Democrats have turned into an angry mob.
Yes.
I mean, and they are, and I say that very deliberately, and I say that carefully, because even though they may not, the Democratic leaders, and I count Eric Holder, former Attorney General, and former First Lady and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, as among the Democratic leaders.
Yes.
Although they're not throwing the bricks, they're not defacing buildings and blocking traffic.
They're sending their mobs out. Yes.
Right. They are encouraging that.
Maxine
behavior.
Waters, we can't forget her.
And Maxine Waters, absolutely. We can't. We have to include them, and they are a part of this mob mentality. brutality.
Absolutely.
Because they have been silent in the face of Antifa. Now, Antifa is an acronym for anti-fascist, but they are the fascists. They don't want to hear what conservatives have to say. They just want to shut us down. Dianne Feinstein and this whole thing with Christine Blasey Ford, Dr. Ford, it was a setup. It was a setup, and I believe you have some information about that that you'll share with us that you've picked up someplace. It's a setup. It's pretty connected to one of the people connected to this used to work for Chuck Schumer and knew
Absolutely.
Chuck Schumer. He's a former, I think, he worked in a part of an attorney general here in New York. So it's a setup. His name Prit Bara. I don't have his name right, but I'll get it straight and I'll bring it to you. But this was all a setup. Christine Blasey Ford was used. And once the Democrats couldn't use her anymore and her story fell apart, they kicked her to the curb, basically. And I don't agree with people who say, well, the reason that people had a hard time believing Christine Blasey Ford was because Michael Avenatti, who is an attorney to porn star Stormy Daniels, he brought forth a couple of other clients who claim they were victims of Brett Kavanaugh's, but their stories were so crazy, so off the wall. Deborah Ramirez said she was drunk when Brett Kavanaugh allegedly assaulted her. She can't remember this, can't remember that. She would not do a sworn statement. Then you have this other lady, Julie Swetnick, says she went to not one, not two, but 10 rape parties. You would think after the first one, she would have called the police. She would have alerted the campus authorities, something. So that those crazy, ridiculous, off-the-wall allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, the theory goes, hurt Dr. Ford's allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. I don't agree with that because I don't think Dr. Ford was believable.
She wasn't.
She was not believable. Her story didn't hold up. She couldn't remember key details. She was 15 but didn't remember the year. She claimed she saw Brett Kavanaugh, his friend, at a Save-A-Lot or one of those grocery stores in 1982. However, the grocery store wasn't even built until 1986. I mean, just all these different holes in her stories. She's claustrophobic, but added a front door to her home. She in and of herself was not believable. It wasn't just because Michael Avenatti's clients were not believable. Dr. Ford was not believable. And this comes from people, not only Barbara from Harlem, but other women I've read about on Twitter and other places who were victims of a sexual
assault.
Real
victims.
And they know that you remember key details of a sexual assault. Now, she allegedly slept with over 60 men, according to her bragging on social media. So how would she know? How did she single out Brett Kavanaugh? It just wasn't believable.
I mean, how can it be? If you're that promiscuous, how can someone try to assault you? You're a willing partner.
Right.
You love sex. Mm-hmm. That's your identity. Also, it's been unraveling. She's been unraveling because she's not a licensed psychologist. She's not licensed in California, and that may prove to be a problem for her. Yeah. They also discovered that approximately 10 years ago, she co-authored, and I forgot who she did it with, she wrote for the Federalist how to create artificial situations, create fake memories, and how to do self-hypnosis. And that's probably why she could make those little crocodile tears come down, roll down. Yeah. And, you know, these people running around, I believe a woman. Mm-hmm. What about those 50 and 60 women that said that he was a complete gentleman? Do you believe them?
Exactly.
These are people who are just trained to hate.
Well, what happened, among other things, and as we were leaving the air last week, Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed as a justice on the United States Supreme Court. Thank God.
Amen.
And we thank our friend Dennis Clancy for calling us back, if you remember, at the end of last week's show to update us on Brett Kavanaugh's status. But we cannot just rely on a woman's word. That's it. That's evidence enough. And one of the view that terrible show, a talk show on ABC, one of the hosts is Sunny Hostin, who used to be on CNN, and we'll get to CNN in a minute. She said, well, a woman's word is enough. That's enough evidence. Ladies and gentlemen, women do lie. Women do lie, and as black people, and I don't know if I agree with this analogy totally, but Candace Owens, as we all know, is a black conservative. She's been making a lot of waves, and she said the young lady said that Emmett Till whistled at her. There was no evidence or proof that Emmett Till whistled at her in a sexually lustful way, but Emmett Till was murdered nevertheless based on a woman's word. So we have to be very, very careful. Well, this is not during the time of the Salem witch trials, where someone could accuse you of being a witch, and without any evidence, you were burned at the stake. We have a constitution. Due process is a part of that constitution. As part of due process, an American citizen is given the presumption of innocence unless and until proven guilty.
And all of this was a setup. I found the name of Ricky, RikiSeidman. And she is a Democratic former governmental official, activist, and political advisor who was involved in the Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Robert Bork, Clarence Thomas, Sonia Sotomayor, and Brett Kavanaugh. This woman was involved in trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. Let me repeat that name so you can look it up for yourself. One place is spelled R-I-K-I. I just looked it up, and it says it's R-I-C-K-I, Ricky E. Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N. She was involved, and from what I read earlier, she was also involved with the Clinton this and that and all, you know, the things that Clinton did. But she's a very dangerous woman, and she was involved in this whole setup also. These people are not to be trusted. These people are very diabolical, and what really upset them is, number one, Trump nominated this judge. This judge, I believe he believes in God. That's why his daughter was praying for this woman who was falsely accusing her father. And people of, I think, Dr. Ford's ilk don't believe in God. You know, they're secular humanists. That's what they are. So even if you believe in God, I mean, they really hate you then. And you're in a position of power, and that is a lifetime appointment. They were going to fight tooth and nail, which they did. I mean, you could even see on YouTube how they were at the doors of the Supreme Court, and the doors didn't have any handles, banging and banging. I mean, acting like they were out of their minds.
Well, I think some responsible Democratic leaders need to step up and really speak out against this uncivil behavior by those on the left. Now, Antifa, that so-called anti-fascist group, some of you may know, yesterday, October 12th, they attacked the GOP headquarters in New York City, and they left a note saying this is just the beginning. I really have a feeling that Antifa needs to understand this is not Portland, Oregon. They're not going to be able to take over New York City. They're going to have a fight on their hands. Now, they wear masks. Yes. They're cowards. So if they weren't cowards, they wouldn't be wearing masks. And I don't think they should keep doing that. I really think the Democratic leadership needs to step up and speak out against this violence. But instead of that, we have former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, former Secretary of State and so on, who said that, quote, "We can't be civil with the Republican Party," unquote. That's sending a very dangerous message. And then you had former Attorney General Eric Holder saying, when they go low, when they go low, kick them.
Violent.
I mean, like, really, Eric Holder? Really? Even Michelle Obama, of whom I am not a fan, did not, she says she did not agree with Hillary Clinton, nor does she agree with Eric Holder. I mean, these are senior leaders here. Eric Holder was the number one law enforcement officer as attorney general in the United States. And, you know, because Michelle Obama had that saying, when they go low, we go high. He's like, when they go low, kick them.
But Ms. Diamond, these are all members of the Godless Gang who have political positions. They don't classify right and wrong like you and I do. Their consciences don't bother them. They want to get their agenda across. They're Marxist, socialist, / communists. And they want to destroy the American way, the history of America, and that is their ultimate goal. This is a battle between good and evil. I just looked at the Political Insider, and a Ford advisor, Ricky Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, whatever, plotted to defeat Kavanaugh nomination. The plot started in July. It's nothing new, so you can go on the Political Insider, and all of this was caught on audio. And you can listen to it for yourself. It was a deliberate plot to destroy this man.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. I think even without Ricky Seidman and her involvement, I think it became obvious to people who were paying attention that this was a setup, because this Dr. Ford came out of nowhere.
Absolutely.
36 years later. She never reported this to law enforcement. No. She didn't have
it didn't happen.
Right. Excuse me, she didn't have key
happen.
Details. And I vehemently disagree with Sonny Hostin. In the United States, you cannot, if you have a jury convicting a man merely on a woman's word, then that jury, that case should be, if I were the defense attorney, I would take it to the appellate court. That is not sufficient evidence, because women do lie. Women lie. We cannot just take a woman.
Anybody who doesn't even think that is crazy.
Absolutely.
Number one, we have women who don't have any morals. We
Absolutely.
Have women who are part of the Godless Gang.
Right.
And when you're dealing with people of the Godless Gang, whether they're male or whether they're female, they will lie. That's part of their DNA, mm-hmm. to lie. Mm-hmm. Period. Eric Holdup, instead of him talking about kicking someone, he needs to disclose what happened with Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. You know, he had his master to sign an executive order to shut down that investigation. He should be investigated for that.
Absolutely. I like this quote from his handle is Grizzlemeister on Twitter. He says, quote, staying at home during Election Day this November is equivalent to taking a knee during the national anthem, unquote. He is
Amen.
Absolutely right. We are 3 weeks away from these critical midterms, which will happen in most parts of this country on Tuesday, November 6, 2018. Please come out and vote. I'm voting. I have to be just honest
please,
with you.
Please.
Straight Republican, because the Democratic Party is just too off the rails for me.
We need
they're
win. Mob. Wave over the whole United States to save our country.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to make it plain and clear. I was looking at YouTube today, and I saw Elizabeth Warren up there in Massachusetts was being introduced by some black woman. I don't even know her name. I don't care about her name.
Mm.
And she was talking about how horrible we have a tyrant in the White House and how horrible it is that Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed, except, I mean, just hateful rhetoric. And then she was talking about her grandfather. She was going off to Chicago. It has been a pastor for many, many, many years, like 50, 60 years. And she's going up there, I think, to see him. Well, I'm saying to myself, he's been a pastor all of these years, and you don't know that what Elizabeth Warren believes in violates God's law? You know, in my book, Chapter 11, I talk about clergy chatter.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about people who go to church, but yet and still will vote for people like Elizabeth Warren, who obviously lie, obviously support those that ideology that's in defiance of God, mm-hmm. that is sin, that is sinful, that is unnatural. And here it is, she can boast about her grandfather being such a wonderful pastor. Well, she didn't learn anything from him, or maybe he's the same way. I don't know. Pick up my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, and look at chapter 11. I describe people like this black woman. Elizabeth Warren believes in supporting Planned Parenthood, which is abortion. How can you be a child of God and you know boasting about your grandfather, and you support someone who says kill the babies? And in Proverbs 6, God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood. So contradictory. They contradict themselves. And Planned Parenthood was designed to eliminate people of her color, my color, by Margaret Sanger.
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter a lot, I guess, recently, and I like this tweet, if you don't mind. By his handle is at JTD underscore game on 12. The new Democrat Party is a party of, number one, socialism, godlessness, intolerance, violence, obstruction, intimidation, personal smears, no due process, lawlessness, no message or ideas. November 6th, we can make them the party of despair, unquote.
Right.
I'm on Twitter a lot because Twitter is more interactive than Facebook, in my opinion, although I still go to Facebook. November 6th is critical.
Critical.
Come out and vote. Bring people with you. You know, some of us cannot have pro-Republican or pro-Trump signs on our lawns or our
no,
cars because we'll get attacked. But what we do in the voting booth is private, thank God. Come out and vote. Urge other people to vote. It is critical. We have to deny the Democrats, the party that they so, excuse me,
the socialists have taken over.
Crave, because you're right. The socialists have taken over the Democratic
Party. That's correct. That's socialist, Marxist, and they have no conscience. Just like, you know, you can talk about Brett Kavanaugh, but what about that one in the DNC? What's his name? Whose girlfriends he beat up and all of that?
Keith Ellison.
Mm-hmm. Ellison. They don't even mention that.
Mm-mm.
They don't even mention it. And when Clinton was in the White House, and even it, as a governor of Arkansas, assaulting, attacking, and raping women, the Democrats overlook that. They've lost their moral boundaries. They don't have any moral boundaries anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to turn America red for the sake of America, for the sake of those generations coming behind us. And I know some of you say, well, I'm a church-going person and I don't like to get involved in politics. But let me tell you, during the Civil War, the preachers opened up those robes, got turned over, and they had on uniforms. They fought for this country. And voting is a privilege. It is a divine privilege. Many people in many countries don't have the privilege. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be that salt and you want to be that light, participate in stopping some of these godless heathens from taking these political offices. Get out there and vote. Do what you should for your country. And that is to cast your vote for people who have moral scruples. No, they won't be perfect. But don't vote for people who say God's law, God's definitions don't matter, because you're not being the salt and light that God has called you to be.
I just want to point out that Omar Navarro is running against Maxine Waters. And I would urge all of you, if you want to see Maxine Waters defeated, again, his name is Omar, O-M as in Michael, A-R, last mm-hmm. name. And as a Nancy, A, V as in Victory, A-R-R-O. He is running against, Maxine Waters in California. Please come
and
out
also
and give
Texas.
Him some,
don't forget Texas.
Yes. We need Ted Cruz.
We need Ted Cruz.
We want Ted Cruz to win.
That's right.
And please come out. And Omar is at he's at Real Omar Navarro.
Right.
Please come out and support him. Even if you don't live in California, please donate to his campaign, Omar Navarro. If we defeat Maxine Waters,
we have
on
to.
November 6th, that would be a miracle.
And that will be a big, strong message to the
that
Democrats who have gone crazy. They will realize that American people take pride in their country. We don't want you out there I'm promoting people acting like thugs in the streets, stopping traffic, hitting people with chains on their head. And, you know, we don't. That is disgraceful.
Absolutely.
That is disgraceful.
And we have to say that last Sunday, we were with candidate, U.S. Senate candidate here in New Jersey, Bob Hugin.
Yes.
And he is almost neck and neck with the corrupt Senator Bob Menendez.
Yes.
If you are a New Jersey voter, please come out for Bob Hugin. Nice guy. We met him, former Marine. You know, we just want the Republicans to have a sweep this Tuesday, November 6th. We're going to break very soon, but we have a call.
And not only that, Bob Menendez is not very nice. He didn't even want Bob Hugin to be in the parade. That's number one. Number two, he prevented him from going on the stage and having a few words to say. And we don't need anybody like that representing not only New Jersey, but America. We have a call coming in. Hello, caller. This is Barbara. Who are you?
Hello, Barbara. This is Dennis. How are you?
Hello, Dennis, our wonderful friend from Massachusetts.
I just want to add my two cents to your commentary about voting for godless people.
Yes.
I have had the privilege and the pleasure of attending two of Rafael Cruz's services, who, of course, is Ted Cruz's father.
Yes.
And the theme of both of his sermons were, as Christians, it is our duty to vote for people who share our values.
Amen.
Values. He does not mention his son's name. He just... as we have to vote for people who share our values.
Absolutely.
It's a great message.
That is wonderful. Thank you. And I'm glad that you said that because, you know, sometimes Christian people, they go to church and they get confused. They're so loyal to a party. A party doesn't have a heaven or hell to put us in. We want to be loyal and faithful and obedient to God. And I'm proud of Ted Cruz's father for saying that. And we have to be in this fight because we are the salt and the light of the earth.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
God bless
calling.
You.
Have a great afternoon.
You
bye.
Too, my dear.
Thank you. Now we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez.
Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with our urban story. Miss Diamond, do you want to say something about Kanye West?
Yes. I'm not a fan of Kanye West. I only like really one song of his, Walk With Me, Jesus, and I think that came out in 2004. I have my issues with Kanye West, but I do not agree with the way Don Lemon of CNN has treated Kanye West. I think CNN has gone overboard. I really think the CNN producers really need to check their standards and honestly suspend Don Lemon. And one of the reasons I'm saying that is Don Lemon had a panel of three black people most of us have never heard of, and I'm black, I've never heard of them. But amongst those things said about Kanye West is that he was a token Negro, he doesn't read, and this and that. Now imagine if Don Lemon had a white person on his show calling a black man a token Negro. And this is all because Kanye visited the White House and he likes the president. Listen, I'm not, again, to repeat myself, I'm not a Kanye West fan. I think conservatives need to be a little careful here. I don't know if Kanye is 100% stable in what he is saying, but I do think it is disrespectful of Don Lemon, who himself has a white boyfriend. This is the irony of all this. You know, Don Lemon is trying to say that Kanye West is some house Negro because he's a fan of Donald Trump's, President Trump's. But then Don Lemon's boyfriend is white. So figure that one out for me, folks. But I thought Don Lemon went over the top. A lot of people feel that way. And trying to denigrate Kanye West. And even going so far as to bring in Kanye's deceased mother, saying that Kanye's mother would be ashamed. Now, if Don Lemon has to do all of that in trying to shame and embarrass Kanye West by using Kanye's deceased mother, that's disrespectful. That's over the top. And CNN, if they want to have any shred of credibility, really needs to address this with Don Lemon, maybe suspending him for a couple of days. I know former football great Herschel Walker has even called for Don Lemon's firing. But this was an attempt. I guess they're going to try to make Kanye West the example for other conservatives. See, this is what we will do to you black conservatives who support President Trump and other Republicans. We're going to whip and tar you, and we're going to keep you from leaving the Democratic Party's plantation. You are not allowed to be an independent thinker. You must think the way we think, and that is abominable. It is absolutely abominable. Now, there again, you know, I don't think conservatives should put all their hope and all that into Kanye West, but I think it's abominable the message that the MSNBC, by saying that, because Kanye used the word MF, which he shouldn't have used, but Bill Clinton did far worse in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. So again,
he
the hypocrisy.
Did.
Hypocrisy. And remember, Barack Obama had Jay-Z up in the White House. Barack Obama had other rappers in the White House. And if you listen to any of their records, and like Rick Ross and Jay-Z, and I have some of their songs, they say far worse than MF. So, and MF plus this plus that. So the hypocrisy of the left is just never ending. They're full of crap. And then they wonder why the American people don't believe them. Any thoughts, Barbara?
My thoughts are, you know, number one, all people who have sense and some dignity should boycott where John Lemon works. What is that? At MS?
Don Lemon. At CNN.
CNN. We should make sure we don't even watch that. And I know some of you are saying, well, I watch it so that I'll know what the liberals are thinking. All you have to do is listen to them talk and you'll know what they're watching on CNN. You need to boycott it. Their ratings need to go so far, so low. We have to use the power of boycott. Because other than that, they're not going to reprimand these liberals because, you know, most of the stations are run by liberals. Most of the people in the media are liberal. So they support what's being said and all of that. Boyfriend or not, they don't care, you know. They hate black people to wake up. They hate black people to awaken from their slumber, right, and get rid of some of that, I call it delusional dust, mm-hmm, that the Democrats fastened on the minds of some black people and also some white people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they hate it, and they're going to call your names, you know. In my little world, and I'm, you know, I don't have the publicity or the public, you know, I'm not in a public view like Kanye West or one of them. But even where I speak, I have been told, or someone has said, told someone else, well, she must not like black people. And here it is, I'm black, I'm going to be black the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is a part of the price that you pay for waking up, being free, saying that you're no longer going to be on, but they call it a plantation. I think it's worse than a plantation, because at least on a plantation, the blacks were able to use their initiative and create meals and learn how to sew, whatever. We're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
We're stuck in a vacuum doing nothing. Mm-hmm. We're not progressing at all. Mm-hmm. Until we awaken and get out of that shell and get out of all of this loyalty to a party that has totally disrespected and taken the black vote for granted.
Yeah.
That's what they've done for decades and decades.
Right, that's true.
You know, they know that they don't have to even campaign. They know that they don't even have to put the positions of the different candidates in the black communities. All they say is vote row A, Democrat.
Well, I saw today driving up Springfield Avenue in Newark, they're putting up signs saying stop Donald Trump, vote November 6th.
Yes.
They don't have to put the Democrat's name. They don't have to put any positions. You know how in most communities, vote for John Smith because he's for family, liberty, the military. They don't even do that in these black areas.
Because
they don't have to. They just say vote D as in Democrat. And I literally saw them putting signs, stop Trump, vote November 6th. So we have to come out in waves. We have to overwhelm them and vote. I'm voting straight Republican.
I am too.
Because at this point, even a weak Republican, even who you may call a rhino in Republican name
as
only,
long as they're not a Marxist,
is better than a Democrat at this point.
They have reached the point where they have no respect for black people.
Right.
When I see them in my community, sometimes in Harlem, sometimes in other areas, and you know, they might approach me, are you a registered voter? And you know, we get into engaging. I asked them, I said, do you think all black people are stupid?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I let Barbara from Harlem loose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when they usually wake up and say, let me get away from this woman because I will not be able to outtalk her, outthink her, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, or anything like that. And I tell them, I said, and especially when I'm in Harlem, I said, most of the people here in Harlem believe in God, do you?
Mm.
And that usually ends the conversation because they'll say, we're not talking about God. I said, yes, we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I say it loud and clear, mm-hmm, so my fellow black Americans can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually pack up their table, grab their little wares, and boop, ba-zoom, they're going.
Mm-hmm.
They don't respect black people.
I think that one of the you're absolutely right, and I do think the fear is in the Democratic circles is that Donald Trump has made waves and has made headway.
His approval rating is up.
in the Black community. But I want to read something from your book, an excerpt from your book on page 213. And your book is entitled Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations from Barbara from Harlem. It's on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Barnes & Noble, and is actually in store at Barnes & Noble on 46th and 5th Avenue in New York City. I just checked there yesterday.
Wonderful.
I want to quote. I want to say thank you to my fellow Americans for voting to bring this country back from the brink of all the isms, socialism, Marxism, communism, and all the facets of a liberal agenda that threaten our freedoms and liberty.
Yes.
The voices of patriotic Americans have been loud and clear. There's no doubt that we will always rise to the occasion to save this precious country called America. The average American has had enough of being treated as though we don't deserve to be respected, protected, or heard.
Amen.
We get it better than the Democrats and the biased media think. On November 9th, 2016, I, along with many other patriotic Americans, could not stop smiling. I thought about the Wizard of Oz and wanted to sing the song regarding the witch being dead. God bless America, unquote. A little controversial, I guess you mean you're referring to Hillary Clinton there, but very powerful. And I think Your book overall is very powerful. What your book does, it addresses almost to me personally from end to end how the Democrats were able to brainwash so many Black people.
Amen.
Now, I know they've brainwashed segments of white people and the Hispanic population.
And the Jews.
And the Jews. And that's one of the reasons they want to focus on letting illegals in terms of Hispanics. But I think what your book does, and particularly from the Black American perspective, it really explains why so many Black people are brainwashed to vote for Democrats. You have really laid it out in this book very well. Now, there are newer conservatives on the scene. We talked about Kanye West.
That's correct.
Then we have Candace Owens and others who gain their prominence through Twitter and being on Fox. But your book is really...
goes back to the 90s.
You've been in this much, much longer.
Long time.
And you spoke to one of your friends in Missouri who's going to follow up with Sean Hannity's show.
That's correct.
We're trying to get you on Jeanine Pirro's show. I'm also going to reach out to Megyn Kelly of NBC.
Yes.
To get you an appearance, because I think millions of Americans need to read this book.
Absolutely.
It's selling well, but we wanted to hit the hundreds of thousands and maybe the millions.
We want to be on the bestsellers list.
We want to be on the best.
Help even single mothers and a lot of people.
Right. This book is very, very, very important.
Absolutely.
I also want to mention, I want to go back to this for a minute, Barbara, but bear with me one second. Breaking yesterday, we got word, it was posted on Twitter and everywhere.
Yes.
That Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from Turkey.
That's correct.
He was arrested 2 years ago. There was an uprising in Turkey, and unfortunately Erdogan, to me, is a dictator. And the uprising was lost. And Pastor Brunson was falsely accused of aiding and abetting this uprising against Erdogan, who is the president of Turkey. And he was in prison. Then he went under house arrest. Now, my understanding is he's been absolutely released from Turkey. We want to thank the administration. I know millions of people have been praying for Pastor Brunson, and we are just thank God that he's been released. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. It makes a difference when you have a man in the White House, a man who loves Americans and who's respected around the world. You know, liberals try to say that we're not respected. That is not true. That's just the opposite. They realize he's not going to bow down to anyone. He serves the American people, and this man doesn't have to do it because he's a billionaire, self-made billionaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to do it, but he's concerned about our safety, our welfare, etc. And, you know, I'm just so proud of him, and I'm thankful to God that God interceded and gave us Donald John Trump.
Yes. Now, Barbara, we have 15 new appellate court judges confirmed, all conservatives. I think President Trump went around Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris.
Well, that's three that they're going to confirm in the Ninth Circuit.
And I think that's in California.
That is correct. With Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris.
Right, Kamala Harris. I think that's one of the most liberal court districts
in
the United States.
They call it the circus. you know. But and Dianne Feinstein, whatever it is, she said, instead of working with our office to identify consensus nominees for the Ninth Circuit, the White House continues to try to pack the courts with partisan judges who will blindly support the president's agenda instead of acting as an independent check on this administration. Well, this was said by Lily Adams Harris, the communications director of one of them. I think it was Diana's administrative director. But he went right around him, and this is an article from the American Thinker, and it's entitled Bye Bye Blue Slip. In other words, they used to be able to have a blue slip that they could interfere with who's going to be on the circuit court. And our president went right around them because he knows working with those two, he'll never get anything done. All they want on the courts are very liberal people who will not be concerned about immigration, who will not be concerned about Americans first. So he went right around them, and I'm very proud of him for doing that. In addition to that, from the Examiner, our president has listed 289 accomplishments in the 20 months that he's been our president. Now, you know I'm not going to read 289 accomplishments, but they're in different 18 categories, and it was topped off by the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Let me remind you that 4 million jobs and another 116 smaller victories, some with outsized importance, such as the 83% one-year increase in the arrest of MS-13 gang members. We've seen the reduction of the cost of taxes and regulations, rebuilding our military. And remember, he pulled us out of NAFTA, and it's a new contract with Canada and Mexico. You know, everything is to our benefit. Oh, I have to add one sad note. Nikki Haley is retiring as UN ambassador. I don't know why or whatever. I'm sorry to hear that, because I think she was one of the most effective ambassadors that we've had. There's a 4.2% growth in the second quarter of 2018. For the first time in more than a decade, growth is projected to exceed 3% over the calendar year. More Americans are employed now than ever before in our history. Jobless claims at the lowest level in nearly five decades. As I said, I'm not going to read all 289. And Ms. Diamond, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think that President Trump has accomplished a lot in less than 2 years.
Absolutely.
In about 3 weeks, we're going to celebrate his second anniversary since he won the election. I will say that President Trump, more than any president in my lifetime and in modern history.
That's true.
Has really wanted to tackle the roots of the problem in urban America. And while I don't want to hang my hat on Kanye West, because he has struggles, we all have struggles, but Kanye West said some important things about being fatherless. And you point this out in your book.
Absolutely.
See, this is why your book is so important. Everything, just about everything, of course worded differently, but just about everything that Kanye West, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, any black conservative has said, you have mentioned in your book.
Because I've lived it.
The fatherless generation is really eating at the heart of America.
Absolutely.
And what's so bad is that in the black community, in overall, about 40% of our children are born without a father in the home.
No, 70. Over 70.
But I'm talking about overall in general.
Nationwide.
Across demographic groups, it's about 40%.
40%.
Within the black community, it's over 70%.
That is correct.
It is devastating in the black community, and Kanye West mentioned it's at the White House. And so it's amazing to me how the media will celebrate a Colin Kaepernick whose Muslim girlfriend has in part influenced him to kneel at the playing of our national anthem, which is played to honor our military men and women who have sacrificed, in some cases, their very lives for our freedom. Men and women, going back to World War I and before that, and World War II, people who were lost at sea. Men and women whose bodies have never been recovered overseas, and their families are still mourning them. And you have the nerve to kneel, and you're getting paid millions of dollars while our men, military men and women aren't paid very well. They've gotten, it's gotten better. It's just amazing how the media will celebrate a Colin Kaepernick.
That's so
but
sad.
But will try to strip and demonize, strip Kanye West and demonize Kanye West because he hugged the president. You know, it's disrespectful. It shows you where the media is. We're celebrating this anti-American Colin Kaepernick, but trying to demonize
Absolutely.
A pro-America a Kanye West, who is from Chicago, raised by a single mother, wants Trump to help Chicago, and he's right. Kanye said Obama did nothing for 8 years,
nothing
for Chicago, where he's supposedly from. We don't, I don't believe that.
And Kaepernick,
and it's amazing.
Yes, Kaepernick is a very confused person. He was blessed because he was adopted. You know, he had a white mother, I believe, and a black father.
That is correct.
Who abandoned his mother when she
right.
was about 19.
That is correct.
But he was raised by a white family who
yes.
took him in, even though he was by what do you call it, biracial.
Right.
And but I guess in the back of his head, he's an angry person because he didn't know his father, I'm assuming,
right.
and, you know, not his mother. And for him to be disrespectful to a country where he was very fortunate, mm-hmm. it's not acceptable. Just like I said on Sunday, you saw these people from third world countries
yes.
that they had to leave. In other words, they had to leave them if they wanted a decent life for themselves and their children. But they were still proud of their country. They had their flag showing along with American flags, and many of their children were dressed in red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. They are happy to be here, and you have somebody like him making millions has nerve enough to disrespect our anthem and our flag. That's not acceptable.
And you know what's not? Well, let me just point out with Brett Kavanaugh, when he was sworn in, I believe he's sworn in either Sunday or Monday, forgive me, he brought in with him an all-female legal assistants, clerks.
Yes.
And he has more blacks on his staff than Ruth Bader Ginsburg has hired in her 20-plus years on the court.
Wow.
She has hired exactly one black person. Because Brett Kavanaugh grew up, his mother, like he was feeding the homeless on Wednesday. His mother also reached out to the inner city communities, I believe in Baltimore. This is who Brett Kavanaugh is.
Right.
And the fact that the media abetted and aided the Democratic Party in their
trying
their
to destroy
smear
him.
In this setup of Brett Kavanaugh is disgraceful.
It's more than disgraceful. I mean, they went overboard.
Yes,
trying
they did.
To delay it after the midterms. All of these delays. And Murkowski, what is her name?
Murkowski of Alaska.
Up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. I hope she pays for her no vote.
Yes.
I hope she pays dearly.
Yep, yep.
Because like our president said, she's not there to represent her feelings and her persuasions or whatever.
Right.
She's there to represent the people, and the people of Alaska wanted Brett Kavanaugh to be on that mm-hmm. Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she pays dearly. We
I do
have
too.
To help all over this nation those campaigns where people who we need in office, mm-hmm. who believe in our Constitution, just like in Massachusetts, what is his name? Jeff Deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see what they're doing up there on Facebook all the time, and they all have my prayers because Elizabeth Warren needs to be retired.
Yeah,
and many across America need to be retired, including Maxine Waters. We need to show them that we mean business. Yes, ma'am.
Now, there are a couple of blacks in the race. You have Gillum down in Florida.
Crazy.
You have this lady running in Georgia. Her name escapes me for the moment. But they need to be defeated. I want Ron
Royally.
DeSantis to win in Florida because Andrew Gillum, who is a former mayor of Tallahassee, is a socialist.
Without a doubt.
And he accepted money from this anti-Israel group. You see, too many black people are not making the connection. They really aren't between their Christian beliefs, their
right.
so-called Judeo-Christian beliefs, and how they are voting and politics.
Yes.
And they need to make that connection because we are supposed to honor God, not that we do, but we're supposed to honor God in everything that we do.
Everything.
And that includes how we vote.
Absolutely.
And you see, the leftist liberals want you to say, well, as a churchgoer, I don't want to get involved in politics. For the liberal, for the anti-God individual, that's perfect for them. They don't want you involved.
No, they
because
don't.
Because they're going to pass laws that are anti-God, anti-Bible, and that impact your life. So you have to get involved.
You know, Denzel Washington was speaking at a commencement, and he said, put God first. Mm. Put God first. Even when you vote, put him first. Now, I had someone to block me or whatever on Twitter because he says my voting has nothing to do with my Christian belief, and I checked him on that because it does, because the Bible says do everything as unto God.
Right.
How can you represent light? Right. God is supposed to be light, and you're supposed to be the salt and light, and then you vote for people in darkness.
Absolutely.
People in darkness believe in killing babies, and God says life is precious.
Absolutely.
People in darkness feel that they have to redefine marriage, and God says one male, one female.
True.
And you're not supposed to put God in some bag when you go into that voting booth or you mark that ballot.
Right.
You're supposed to represent him in all that you do. So you can't win that argument with me, according to the Bible, that your voting doesn't have anything to do with your service.
I know we
to
have
God.
Like almost just 10 seconds.
Yes,
the other
my
black
darling.
I was talking about was, her name is Stacey Abrams out of Georgia. She said undocumented immigrants are part of the blue wave. Undocumented immigrants are not allowed to vote. Period. That
Absolutely.
Is voter fraud. Go ahead, please.
And the Democratic Party has become lawless because remember before Obama left, he told people who came into this country illegally.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
To vote for Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
Down in Virginia, that Governor McCullough or whatever his name is, let convicted felons vote for Hillary.
Yep.
They have become a party of lawlessness.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
And this country was not founded on people with that mindset.
Absolutely not.
So let's fight for our country. Let's have a red wave from in every state in this nation. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll think about all of those 289 accomplishments of our president. God bless you. And don't forget, this is our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973 303-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.